prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those Crossbreed Holster Studios, I'm actually going to be with Crossbreed Holsters in about 6 days. 5 days. Be in Indianapolis at the NRA's national meetings and show. And I got to tell you, if you've never been and you can get to Indianapolis, get there.
It's definitely our opener.
Sean, you attended the National Rifle Association convention with me a couple years ago.
Last year, as a matter of fact.
Was it last year?
Yeah, it was last year.
Time is flying.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it was. That's right. It was last year. That's right. Mm-hmm. What city was that in?
Houston.
It was in Houston.
Of course. You know, I haven't flown anywhere in a while.
Yeah, that's why you I should have known that. It was driving distance for you. That's how you got there. With all due respect, a tremendous amount of fun with you there.
Yes.
A little bit closer to you, and your schedule afforded you the ability to come down with us and sign some books and meet the fans. You got a lot of fans.
Yeah, I do.
I can't go anywhere without hearing, where's Shonto? Gander Mountain events.
Yeah.
At the Gander Mountain Academies, just down there in Orlando 2 weeks ago. Same thing. Hey, man, how you doing? Love you guys. Love the show. When's Shonto coming around? Is he ever going to come down? So you have a lot of fans. Indianapolis, that will be the case as well. But we'll be signing books at the Crossbreed Holster booth from about noon until 4 on Saturday afternoon. So come down and meet us and all the fine folks over there at Crossbreed Holsters. And when I'm not there, I'll be at the United States Concealed Carry Association booth. Big booth.
Yeah, it is.
With our other huge, great sponsor. This year, this one's much bigger than the one we had last year.
Really?
And as a result of that, well, there's a whole lot more to talk about. If you're not a member of the USCCA, you should consider that. If you carry a firearm for self-defense, this is something you want to consider. 3 levels of protection, insurance protection for you. Should you find yourself in the very ugly situation of having to use your firearm for self-defense, the USCCA has your back, and you can choose the level of membership that meets with your goals, up to $500,000 of insurance. And you'll be able to find out everything that you need to know at the National Rifle Association show. Stop by the USCCA booth, for crying out loud, and meet with everybody. Tim Schmidt, the founder, will be there, and a host of fine customer service folks and some of the people that you see in the magazine. The editor, Kevin Michalowski. Let's talk about the magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine. Say that again, Concealed Carry Magazine. Everything you need to know about bearing arms. Here's a copy of it here, Theater of the Mind. I can only tell you that it is the best darn gun rag you've ever seen, and that's not just my opinion. That's an industry standard. You do not have to be a member of the USCCA to subscribe to the magazine. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, the USCCA, Crossbreed Holsters, Carr Arms, Ruger, Arms Room, the rest of our fantastic sponsors make it possible for us to bring the show to you nationwide, one of the fastest-growing programs in the country. Support them. If you carry a gun for self-defense, support them.
Yeah.
They have your back. Support them as well. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cities. You know, this show is 5 years old next weekend. 5 years old this month, but specifically next week. Never missed a program. Not one.
Mm-mm.
You never got a repeat here. You never got a guest sitting in the chair. You've gotten a fresh program every single week. Very proud of that. Very proud of that. Sean, you want to say something?
Yeah, I think we should send Bloomberg a clear message that us pro-amendment, Second Amendment people are going to come together, and we need to let them know that the Second Amendment is not debatable. So support everybody that's about protecting each other.
I've considered asking Mayor Bloomberg on the show and inviting him here to the studio, but he travels. You know, he's a gun hater.
No,
listen to me. He's a gun hater. I'd love to have him on the program. I'll tell you why. And I'll tell you why he can't come on the program. He's a gun hater.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'd love to have him here, but he travels with armed security, and they're not allowed in the building. I tell you? Just kidding.
That saves my job.
He's not welcome on this program. We talk about him, not to him, that being the case.
So. Although I would like to debate him. He seems like he's gullible enough to he can't ever form an opinion without trying to think about what he wants to say, and he still doesn't make sense.
Well, what Bloomberg is going to find out very soon is that you cannot buy freedom. Mr. Mayor, you cannot. But we're not for sale. Yeah. Americans aren't for sale. Some of our politicians are. In fact, most of them are. I don't care whether they have a D or an R next to their name. And we're seeing, that's unfortunate, but it appears that there are some sheriffs for sale as well, too.
Well, the person that received the money, let me be honest with you, this person just, she doesn't get it. I've watched her numerous times. She doesn't even understand the laws of the states that she's in. So, you know, it's all good.
Hey, what's this about Representative King up in New York? Possible White House run. Really?
Yeah, okay.
Really? Seriously? No. No.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that's going to work. I just happened to see that. I saw that a couple of days ago. You've been seeing a little bit. And then you look at it and go, really, that's serious? That's a real story? I didn't read that on a cop. That's, wow, that's really, well, that's showing up like on, you know, I mean, even the Huffington Post, I think, is talking about that crap, you know. But it is funny. It is funny. Hey, we have another good lineup here.
Yes.
Well, let's get to it. Our two regular contributors to the program, David Kodria. From davidkodria.com, examiner, gun writer, and all around, oh, let me put it this way, while you're sleeping at night, bam, 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 David has your back, and he's writing about the things that you need to be aware of. David Kodria, welcome to the show, my friend.
Always great to be here, Mark and Shanto. Thank you, guys.
Hey, you are sounding a lot better.
Somewhat, you know, still have some real back pain going on, but anyway,
that's from coughing.
Hopefully, that'll be cleared up enough, and I'll be able to make Indianapolis.
Yeah, let's just let listeners know. I had a couple emails. Where's David been? He's been light over the last few weeks. That's because you were suffering from a very healthy bout of pneumonia, I should say.
Well, among other things, you know what? These little introductions to our own mortality come as a shock sometimes, but they're good for us too. You know, yeah. They kind of remind us that while we're here, it's precious, and we have to make the most of it, and we have to be as good as we can be for the people that depend on us.
And we are very glad that you are feeling better and up to it. We got you for the whole hour today, so welcome back to the show for your first time for the full hour in quite some time. It's great that you're feeling better. Let's go over to George Hill, the Mad Ogre. The Mad Ogre down there in North Carolina, up there in North Carolina, depending on where you're from, Florida listeners, the only state in the country where you have to go north to get south. That couldn't be more true. George, the Mad Ogre Hill, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure and a privilege, as always. David, it's good to hear your voice on air again, brother.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And you know what he's saying? Okay, can we get on with it? I got a lot to talk about here. Later, David, I have to ask this, David. Does the coughing and all that stuff keep you from propaning outside?
Well, I actually did a little bit of natural gas cooking on Friday. The thing that has kept me from doing, of course, is enjoying the couple fingers of adult beverages and a good cigar. I haven't had one of those in over a month and a half.
You don't need to worry about that. You need to get better, but that's good. It's good to know that you got outside and heard this.
We had some nice 70-degree weather, and so I've actually managed to get out and, you know, go for a couple-mile walk through the neighborhood and, you know, try to, you know, get back into some semblance of shape, because I got to tell you, when you're laid up for a while, you quickly find that you lose all kinds of physical abilities, including the wind. So I had to get out there, and I had to take a nice long walk over the weekend.
Yeah, well, it's done you well. You sound a whole lot better. You know, I had Sheriff Mack. Let's get to some gun stuff here quickly. I had Sheriff Mack on the program for the first hour. Houston listeners, you'll hear him coming up right after this. And an absolutely fascinating conversation. Did either of my guests, George, I'll start with you, were you able to listen in on Sheriff Mack, George?
I only listened to a little bit. I didn't get to listen to the whole thing. My My wife's doing some honeydews.
Some honeydews. Okay, you admit that on national radio. I love you for it. David Kodria, did you get to hear any of Sheriff Mack?
I was laying on the floor on my left side, propped on pillows to keep the pain from shooting through me. So that would be no.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay, because now I can tell you anything I want to tell you, and you can't refute me on air. That's just great stuff. I know we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about some current event stories with my two regular contributors, and we will be getting a phone call eventually from Rob Pincus, who ran the gauntlet from Washington, D.C. up to New Hampshire and had to go through some very unfriendly territory with a vehicle covered in gun logos and stickers, ammo, guns, and everything else in the car when we come back after this.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WalterArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple. IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio national broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you here. Lighten up in this hour of the program a little bit. The first 2 hours, if you missed the show, make sure you head over to armedamericanradio.com tomorrow, and we'll have it up for you in the show archives section of the website, and you will hear two incredible hours preceding this one of amazing radio with Masad Ayoub, the godfather of self-defense, for a full hour. And prior to that, Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, Sheriff Mack. Some call him America's Sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
The constitutional sheriff, who you have seen all over the news over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, out there at the Clive and Bundy Ranch in Nevada. Harry Reid doesn't like him.
Harry Reid.
Thinks he's a domestic terrorist.
Oh. Ooh. Yes, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I guess if somebody was looking at taking away my hundreds of millions of dollars worth of land that I was going to use to set up businesses with the Chinese on, I'd probably call him that, too. I mean, this guy is just as corrupt as the day is long.
Sellout.
It's really something. David Kodria, how are you, my brother? Welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, we had another domestic terrorist out there in Nevada, too, and that was our friend Mike Vanderbo.
Tell us. What did Mike get himself into out there?
Well, he gave a speech, and he gave a wonderful speech that's posted right now on his Sipsey Street Irregulars blog. But he went out there, made possible through our other mutual friend, Stuart Rhodes, who is the founder of Oath Keepers.
Right.
And Stuart, of course, is also great friends with Sheriff Mack. Both Stuart and Sheriff Mack have been guests in my home before, as has Mike. So it's great to know people. You know that you read about and all that, and to get to know him up close and personal. But Mike was out there especially to give a very inspirational speech to the people that were there. Again, it's posted on the Sipsey Street Irregulars blog. It has to do with Wolverines, and I encourage everyone to go over there and take a look at it and read it for yourself. I think it was one of Mike's better speeches.
And, you know, you mentioned Stuart Rhodes, a friend of mine and a friend of this program from the Oath Keepers. I spoke with Stuart earlier today, prior to the airing of this broadcast, and due to some, of course, it being Easter, and happy Easter to everybody, by the way, due to it being Easter, he had some obligations, and God bless him, he had been on the road since April 10th. And needed to spend some time with some family, and we certainly didn't want to step on that. Stuart Rhodes will be here on the program for a solid hour next week. So check out the Armed American Radio Facebook page, facebook.com/Armed American Radio, for information on upcoming lineup for next week. But I can assure you he has committed for an hour for next week. And if it's anything like the interview with Sheriff Richard Mack, who we hope joins him again from California, from a speech he's giving out there, if he has some free time, the two of them together, as David said, well, you're in for one heck of an hour. And I got to tell you, I could have kept Sheriff Mack for 3 hours and gone on and on and on. The guy is amazing. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, always a pleasure to have you here. We'll talk some grilling while armed with you before the show closes out today.
Right on. Yeah, that situation in Arizona is just ugly.
In Nevada, you mean? Corrupt. Nevada? You're talking about Nevada at the ranch?
Nevada, yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the Bundy Ranch. Harry Reid is just a disgusting human being, and what he's doing to the Bundys so that his son and him can make a little extra coin, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, it's really something. Yeah. I hope the truth comes out about this. I don't know what the truth is yet. We've seen the assertions and allegations, and you know, his friends in the mainstream media will do what they can to cover it up, but we hope that comes out. And I know Sheriff Mack and Stuart Rhodes and the rest of them, and I know found out Mike was out there. Good for him. Are going to hopefully shed some light on this. We just got a call from Rob Pincus. This is a fascinating story. I've been following him all week. Rob, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, guys. Good to be on the show. Long way from Atlanta, where we were last week.
Boy, I got to tell you, I've been watching this, and I think the blog post that you read, I'll let you give the address out in just a few minutes, was the best piece I think I've ever read that you've written. So tell us, this is fascinating. You started out in Washington, D.C. after you left me here, and what happened?
Right, yeah, so I left, and what we didn't talk about last week is I had actually reached out to, you know, my legal counsel because of the changes in Connecticut and New York since the last time I was coming up to New England to do some classes, I thought, you know, let me just, I got, you know, the truck doesn't exactly blend in, and obviously a lot of people watch what I'm doing, and I tell a lot of people about what I'm doing with the Personal Defense Network Training Tour. So let me go ahead and just, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's and see what I need to do to, as far as safe patches and Firearms Owners Protection Act, and see if there's anything that's really changed or that's on my lawyer's radar as far as moving through the Mid-Atlantic to get up to New Hampshire, where I just finished a course today, a great course this weekend. And sure enough, you know, they came back and had said something pretty interesting. You know, they pointed out all the normal lawyer stuff, and they said, you know, we don't practice law in New Jersey or New York or Maryland or Massachusetts or Connecticut or any of these other states, but here's what we think. And what they said was, you know, they warned me about all the precedents. We know that people have been arrested, for example, in New York when they've had layovers where they had guns and checked luggage. We know that people have been arrested in New Jersey transporting firearms in a way that, you know, one gentleman was sentenced and eventually pardoned by the governor transporting firearms in a way that, as far as everybody can tell, was congruent with the Firearms Owners Protection Act. But he was still arrested and charged in Jersey and convicted. So they gave me all that. Normally I'll pass through New York and, you know, secure everything as normal, you know, in a vault or in the trunk. And in the FJ, we've got a TAC vault from Gun Vault, disassemble all the guns and secure everything and go and pass through and get to New Hampshire and have a great time with some great people in a great free state. But the opinion of my legal counsel was that under the new SAFE Act regulations, you know, Firearms Owners Protection Act does not specifically state that it covers magazines. You know, magazines of a capacity, whether it be low or high or standard or whatever terminology you want to use, there, in their opinion, is no coverage for magazines. So any magazine that would be illegal under the New York SAFE Act, regardless of the condition in which it's stored in the car as I pass through, is a violation of law that's not possibly not covered by the federal protection. So they advised me to ship all the magazines either to my destination or ship them back to Ohio or ship them down to the offices in Florida and not risk taking them through particularly the state of New York. And they advised me to go ahead and detour, you know, a couple hundred miles out of my way, zigzagging through Pennsylvania to avoid New Jersey.
Now you had, I want to point out too, that you have an FJ Cruiser that is covered in advertisements from Crossbreed Holsters, from the United States Concealed Carry Association, the Personal Defense Network. It's very clear what this vehicle is transporting.
You know, there's an AR on the side of it.
Sure.
Springfield Armory. I mean, there's no secret. And I wasn't going to cover the whole thing up in Hillary 2016 stickers. So, but regardless, I'm not one for sneaking through. As much as we joked about, you know, putting a fake mustache on you and a gold flaming eagle on that black Camaro of yours and letting you escort me up, it's the reality is I'm not one to taunt, you know, the authorities, and I'm not one
to
sneak around. So sure enough, I met up with some friends in Alexandria in the tour PDN Tour weekly update I did from right across the river from Washington D.C. and put everything in a box and got it out of the truck, all the high-capacity magazines, all the magazines that are now
and shipped them out. Rob, hold on one second for me, if you would. We're going to have to take a break here. When I come back, I want to get this discussion going with everybody about how absurd this is that you have to go through this in America in 2014. My gosh. Armed American Radio continues right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holsters studios. If you're going to be at the National Rifle Association convention next week in Indianapolis, make sure to stop by the Crossbreed Holsters booth from noon to 4 on Saturday. I'll be there signing books. If you can't make it at that time, head over to the United States Concealed Carry Association booth at any time. We'll be at either of those two places on Friday afternoon and Saturday. Going to be an awful lot of fun. Welcome back to the program from all over the country. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from those toasty beaches of South Florida, the crab fishing vessels of Alaska, and all parts in between, including parts unknown. We're talking with Rob Pincus, George the Mad Ogre Hill, and regular contributor, of course, David Cody. And we're going to go around the table here, as we always do in this hour of the program. Let me set this up quickly. Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network Tourmobile moving through New England from Washington, D.C., up that 95 gun-hating, freedom-hating, congested corridor to a class in New Hampshire in a vehicle wrapped with photographs of everything they hate. Politicians hate, anyway. And that's guns and ammunition. And the truck is loaded with it. Rob was telling us about how he had to stop, ship everything back home, get it out of the vehicle, do what he had to do, and avoid certain U.S. states. This is unbelievable.
Wow.
Rob, it's crazy, isn't it?
It is. You know, and you know, at the end of the day, I got up here with you know, all the guns, all the equipment, a lot of ammunition. But I avoided Jersey because of the hollow points and because of the precedent they have for having arrested people, even though they were moving through in what we otherwise understand to be legal safe passage under federal law. And I shipped home all the magazines that would be illegal in New York under the SAFE Act. So
that's don't you know somebody that you would have liked to have stopped in New Jersey on your way up and had dinner with?
Yeah, well, that's my family. Yeah, my family's actually from Jersey, so it would have been it would have been cool to see my mom a couple of days before Easter. But it's an incredible affront to freedom. It's an affront to what it is we do to provide
the
training and the education. And, you know, a lot of people on the internet will throw out that bravado of, well, just don't go there. Well, first of all, I was going to New Hampshire, and right now I'm talking to you from Vermont, two of the freest gun-loving states in the country, and I had to go through them. And for that, you know, for everybody knows, I'm still going to do training in Jersey. I'm still going to do training in Massachusetts. I'm still going to do training in New York later this year for the people that want it and the people that are stuck in those states fighting the good fight. You know, with great organizations like GOAL and New York State Rifle and Pistol Association and New Jersey Second Amendment Society, I'll support them all day long, every day. But I'm going to fly or rent a car next time, and I won't have the tour truck.
It's absurd. David Kodria, your thoughts on this? I mean, this is American 2014, David.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture of Rob's tour truck right now on the ICBU training blog, and I get the same visceral reaction as an adult that I had as a kid when I saw the ice cream truck. I mean, this thing is gorgeous, and it just looks fun. But this is why you don't want to have the patchwork quilt of gun laws in the states. This is why preemption happened. And yet we have it in our own country. And again, mentioning Jersey, you know, we've talked before on Armed American Radio about people that have their flights get missed at New Jersey airports. Mm-hmm. And rather than leave their luggage there, they make the mistake of taking it with them to their hotel. All of a sudden, if they're transporting firearms, they're finding they're in violation of New Jersey law. Wow. It's an absolute affront, and that Rob could not have a pre-Easter dinner with his mother is just insulting to all Americans.
It really is. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you're in North Carolina. George.
Yeah. Well, I think Rob's lawyer gave him some great advice. Just avoid New Jersey, avoid New York. It makes life a lot simpler. However, I do understand, you know, going through it, and I would have loved to have seen some liberal Democrat propaganda camouflage on that tour video. I would have loved to have seen some photos of that. That would have been hilarious.
I couldn't bring myself to do it. I thought about it. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
He really did say, why don't you paste a fake big hairy mustache on and get in the Camaro, let's paint a flaming eagle on the hood, and we'll just ride up like Smokey and the Bandit.
Now, that would have been some video.
It would have been, as Rob said the other day, it would have been epic. It really would have been an epic trip. I would have loved to have done it. But, you know, unfortunately, time is of the essence there. But well, it really would have been fun. But to think, Rob, from Washington, D.C., from the Northern Virginia border, as you looked across at your own nation's capital, that you had to go through this from that point forward until you reached New Hampshire and got north of Massachusetts. It's just insane.
Yeah, it is. You know, and we've joked about it before. I mean, I let students shoot in the vehicle, in the tour truck, during the advanced pistol handling class. We cover, you know, drawing and firing from inside of a vehicle if you needed to. And there's empty brass that bounces all over the place. Mm-hmm. And inevitably, some of it goes into the vents. Well, you know, who knows if some of it's left in the vents. Usually it clogs stuff up and we have to pull it out. But if there's a piece of empty brass stuck in a seat or inside of the vents, technically, if I stop in Massachusetts, that's a violation of Massachusetts law. If I have so much as an empty piece of brass inside of the car and I don't have one of their firearms owner's ID cards, you know, it's amazing to me.
Wow.
Kind of where we've gotten to. And for me to go out and do my job and do what I do, you know, there is that risk that you miss something that's in the bottom of a bag, that's in a vent, that's under a seat. And I'm not talking about a gun. I'm talking about a bullet.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, hey, this is very similar to what happens, and you read about it all the time. Those of you listening in Texas know what I'm about to tell you, in particular our friends out in El Paso. I've seen this with my own eyes on these border crossings. David Kodria, where you inevitably have some guy who's crossing the border to go down to get something in whatever city he's going to get it in. Maybe he's moving from El Paso to Juarez, if he's crazy enough to do that at this point anyway. But a single spent shotgun shell floating around the back of the bed of the pickup truck lands him in prison in Mexico and an incredibly difficult, expensive fight to get home. Do we have David here?
Yeah, when that happened in Mexico, as I recall, wasn't this the Emerson case?
Yeah, that was one of them.
Okay, and what happened was because it was a felony there, he lost his right to keep and bear arms here. And that was a real ridiculous, outrageous case. And that kind of made me think, well, gee whiz, you know, what if I'm guilty of felony blaspheming over in Iran? Does that mean I become a prohibited person here as well? But I think that there were problems with that case where he somehow or other, by virtue of the fact that he got in that trouble there, lost legal recognition of his rights here.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can only tell you that to hear that, what Rob just described, in Massachusetts, where a spent shell casing. Rob, did I hear you say that correctly?
Yeah, an empty brass shell casing that's been fired from a gun inside of a vehicle, as I understand Massachusetts law, is punishable by up to a year in jail.
That's crazy. I mean, that's absolutely crazy right there. Good grief.
Yeah, it really is. And I got to tell you, too, if you have an opportunity, head over to everytown.org. Let's give the anti-gunners a push here. You get the biggest kick out of this if you know your firearms. Even if you don't and you want to learn your firearms, here's proof of why you don't pay attention to those quote-unquote gun safety groups. Head over to everytown.org. Now, radio is theater of the mind. You hear me say that from time to time. So I got to paint this picture for you. But they have a photograph of a poster from everytown.org. This is Bloomberg's new $50 million group that he's just flushing it down the toilet. But it says, who is faster than a speeding bullet? Nobody. Everytown.org. And it has a photograph of a muzzle on the front with a bullet exiting the muzzle. But it's not the bullet. It's the entire shell casing. Now,
you can't fix stupid, I'm telling you. You can't fix stupid.
Take a look at it for yourself. Go visit these people and take a look at the photograph. George, if you get a chance, take a look at it.
Well, they don't want to learn. They don't want to learn. They just see it as a symbol of something that they hate because, you know, it's a new type of, it's not racism, it's not sexism, you know, it's, I guess, gunism. And, you know, they have to have a symbol to fight against. So, and then they're making a bullet their symbol. That's fine. They're going to be that narrow-minded and bigoted against American freedom.
Rather than ending gun crime, which is one of their mottos, end gun crime today, end gun violence, instead of going after crime, this is the stupidity that they put out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm with Rob Pincus, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and David Kodria. We'll be back for the final segment right after this.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you, the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple. IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
Hear previous broadcasts of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Good, great guy.
We got a run to make.
Woo.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Rob Pink is running the helicopter.
It's got to be the best movie ever.
I don't know that I'd go that far, but oh, Rob, did it. You? Oh, man, running the gauntlet. What an absolute shame that is. I hope you have a chance to. You know, Katie Pavlich is out there tweeting about the photograph that I was describing with the round exiting the muzzle. The entire round, and she quotes, I wonder if they're telling us what 10 million round assault clip it came out of. So some people are having some fun with this thing. Go out and take a look at it. You'll check out Katie Pavlich on Twitter or join me on Twitter, Rob Pincus. You can follow these conversations. Welcome back to the program, everybody. David Cody, a pleasure to have you here, my friend.
Always great to be here, Mark. Thank you.
10 million round assault clip? Is there such a thing, David, as an assault clip?
I've never come across one, but then again, I'm not a gun safety activist, or what do they call themselves now?
Gun safety?
Gun rights prevention activist. That's
gun rights prevention activist? George Hill, the Mad Ogre. Is there such thing as an assault clip?
Yeah, absolutely. They use them in Hollywood all the time.
I was going to say that.
I like that. I like
that. Haven't you seen Commando with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Governator?
No.
He'll be back with his Hollywood clip.
I don't watch a lot of his stuff. Rob Pincus, welcome back to the show. Did you get a kick out of that music? That was for you.
That was perfect. And I have been the victim of an assault clip. I think it was an accidental discharge of an assault clip. It's one of those hair clips that that in the long area. I think I stepped on one in the middle of the night once. It was on the floor, and it dug right into my foot. And I'm assuming that's what they're talking about. Is when,
now that was a carpet tack.
No, I think it was
those
actually
are almost as those are almost as sharp as Legos.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I want to hear, Rob, what, can you tell me what kind of firearms you had in the vehicle?
I had the CMMG rifles. We had, I don't know, we had them out on the range here up in New Hampshire. We had five ARs, and we had all the Springfield Armory, the XDs and the XDSs, and, you know, a couple other guns. And, you know, like I said, that's normal. We break them down, put them in the vault, lock it up, and pass through places where they're not going to be used, and certainly places where I can't own them or can't use them. But this magazine thing really threw me. That was a curveball that I wasn't expecting. And
didn't
do more research, but it's no one stepped up to say no, don't worry about it. They're fine.
Yeah, that's really something. David, we're going to switch gears here. We're going to go radical, switch topic here. David, you had there's some news breaking in the Ukraine right now that you have a take on. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, this was this caught everybody by surprise because they weren't sure how true the news was about flyers being passed telling the Jewish people there that they had to register and pay special taxes. This was attributed to a separatist group that was siding with the Russians. They kind of denied it, but then again, they kind of said, well, maybe some of our idiots passed them out, but they're not official. But the bottom line is it caught everybody's attention, including Secretary of State John Kerry. And the reason that I kind of got a hold of it was because there's been a real troubled history of Jews in that part of the world, including, you know, going back hundreds and hundreds of years to getting back to World War II and how there were Ukrainian collaborators who helped the Nazis exterminate. And the bottom line is even now there are rabbis in that area that are telling Jews to flee. The Israeli embassy is telling them not to go outside. And the bottom line is that this is a country that has restrictive gun laws. If Putin takes over the place, he's not interested in helping liberalize the gun laws, because as much as he likes to take pictures of himself with no shirt on, riding a horse and carrying a rifle, he's against the common people having guns. And this just struck me as something worth commenting on, because you know what? Even if it turns out that those flyers were not official policy, the bottom line is that there are people who found it convenient for them to put them out, knowing that people would be scared by it, because they know that this type of stuff has happened in the past.
Oh, yes, it has. Yeah, and we all know the effectiveness of the Nazi regime. Rob, you travel all over Europe. Are you familiar with the gun laws in that part of the world?
I'm sorry, ask the question again?
You travel around the world. In fact, you just got back from Europe not long ago. Are you familiar with the gun laws in that part of the world?
Yeah, well, I've been as far as Hungary, which is, you know, the border is up against the Ukraine. So I'm not exactly sure what they do in Hungary, or sorry, in the Ukraine. But I know Hungary is one of those kind of middle countries, but it's right up against Slovakia and Czech Republic, where they have, you know, what I would consider really good gun laws from a European standpoint. And let me tell you, the gun laws in the Czech Republic are probably better than they are right now in Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York.
Wow, that's pretty scary stuff, David, to hear that.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a great resource, and it comes from people who aren't friendly to gun rights. It's a website called gunpolicy.org. It's actually put together by the Sydney School of Public Health. It's a project that provides an online compilation of global gun statistics and law summaries. And again, gunpolicy.org. You can find any country in the world, and you can get the nitty-gritty, all the details on what it is they have to do and whether or not they can even have a gun.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff. Rob, what's your schedule now before I have to let you go, because we're coming down to the end of the hour?
Well, I'm going to see you. I'm going to see you at the NRA convention. So I'm tomorrow driving back through the gauntlet. I get to the Midwest. I'm going to do a rifle class for a couple of days, and then I'll be in Indianapolis with you, and I'll be speaking twice a day. My schedule is at the website, and also people can read about the storyline that you were talking about as far as going through the gauntlet at icetraining.info. And we'll have the schedule up for my speaking engagements at the NRA also.
Well, we'll see if you can get the same international press attention that you grabbed last year at the NRA convention.
That was an accident.
That was an accident. It wasn't an accident. It was an accident on their part because they made themselves look like fools. Maybe we'll talk about it next week after the program. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, we're not going to have time to get to a Growing While Armed segment, but I will tell you this. Sean actually made a mistake and played a rejoiner that referenced a website.
I don't know what you're talking about.
From the Texas Barbecue folks, the fine folks at TexasBarbecueRub.com, who are you're going to hear as a new sponsor coming up, sponsoring rejoiners coming back, where people are going to be able to get actual Grilling While Armed recipes and packages of some of this incredible rub. And here we got a Texas barbecue company, Texas Barbecue Rub Company, supporting the right to keep and bear arms, George. And I have a funny feeling they're going to be hearing more and more about that from you and I.
Absolutely. Because they need to. They need to. Because they need to try this.
Well, it will become
kinda like
a habit
for
me.
It's kind of like that new gun that we say, this gun is awesome. You got to try this out. Get out to the range and try this. You got to try this rub. Order it. You get it into your kitchen. Take it out to your grill. Do whatever you have to do. You got to try this rub. It's fantastic.
And the recipes that we give for Grilling While Armed segments coming up after we give, you cannot make without it. Trust me, your rub won't work with this. I'm not saying it's going to be bad. It'll be great, but it's not going to be as great as it could be. And we'll have some fun packages.
Grill it while armed.
Grill it while armed. We'll have some fun packages coming out for you in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Pincus, thank you very much. Be careful coming back through the gauntlet. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, always a pleasure. David Kodria, we'll talk with you next week. Thanks for all you do. Glad you're feeling better. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of Florida to the crab-fishing vessels of Alaska. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you next week after the NRA convention.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.